episode number 154. And the Yankees are going to the World Series. What a time. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. What better time than right now?
Can you stop saying that? You remember
for the rest of your life where you were, what you were doing when Juan Soto hit that ball. Oh my God. I'm not going to lie, Peace. I cried. I cried, and I did so proudly. I did so proudly. Oh my goodness. Yankees. We did it! We fucking... Four more to go. Game one tomorrow. We're going to preview the World Series. I know Tim doesn't want to talk about this, but the Mets are out. Unfortunately.
I'll talk about the season. Let's talk about the season. I'll talk about the season a little bit. Because, you know what?
We're going to talk about the season.
It was a great season. Memorable one, 100%. So,
Something to tell your children about.
Yeah, I mean, this is the best year we've had since 15, by far. And the Magic of 15, yeah, but this was something special. Yeah. I mean, this may have been the best Mets season I've watched in my entire life. So, you know, yes. It's tough.
It sucks that it's over. Then we have the NBA. NBA in full swing. The Knicks got fucking throttled.
Ugly.
What the hell was that? Yeah.
What, did you hear a noise? Was it like a loud? My fan just started going nuts. Can you hear it now?
No, I can't hear it anymore, but that was...
I got this fan for my sixth grade birthday, and this thing's still kicking. So, yeah, it could very well explode. I mean, it's been through hell, and it looks awful, but it works, so.
Fair enough.
Emotional attachment.
Trying to think if there's anything else we got. Oh, yeah, we'll recap the NBA. Knicks getting
NHL
throttled.
Frozen Frenzy.
The Rangers are on fire. The Islanders, not so much. Anthony Duclair out 4 to 6 weeks. So
it's blow after blow for me right now. Hey, God is just kicking me. He's kicking my ass.
Very, very rare occurrence here that the Islanders revealed how long it's going to take for a guy to come back.
Yeah, it only took them about
six days maybe. Why is that?
Lou is crazy. I don't know. He keeps his guard close to his chest.
Like, don't they usually just say like, he'll be back? Like, they don't reveal the time that he's going to return.
They said 4 to 6 weeks, but it was a non-contact knee injury. He's not coming back for the rest of the season. I know NHL players have played on torn ACLs and everything like that. They're not going to tell you what's wrong with him. Like, we're never going to know what's actually wrong with him, but...
Yeah, you're not going to know.
That sucks. And you know what, Stan? You know what really sucks? Like, this is stinging. What? Stinging really... That Red Wings game for the Isles just cemented the absolute travesty of... 2 weeks in sports life. That's just
that
going
was
on.
The most New York Islanders game I think I've ever watched. Like
three times, Stan. Three times they've been shut out in the first six games. Well, I'm just it is frustrating as hell. They lost 1-0 twice, and Sorokin's let in three starts. I think three goals
or
and
something
he
around
is,
that. Yes,
he's 1-1-1.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not great.
Not good. All right, let's get started. The Yankees going to the World Series for the first time in 15 years. Let's just recap. Let's start from Game 3 against Cleveland onward to where we are now. Game 3, you sort of tweaked the lineup a bit because there was a lefty on the mound. No Wells, who's been struggling mightily. Rizzo, who's still nursing two broken fingers. So you bring in Jose Trevino and John Birdie. Let's just get to the main point of Game 3 here. The John Kenzie Noel home run was probably...
Nuke.
That was a fucking bomb. I'll tell Nuke. You that much. That was a fucking bomb. It probably... If the Yankees lost this series, like that home run was just going to live in my head like the entire time. Like, because I was willing to say that it was going to be much worse than the Altuve home run. Because if you think about it...
But it was... You guys won 4-1 in the series. It wasn't worth it. It didn't matter.
I know, but like, come on. 0-2. Nobody on. Two out. You're a strike away from going up 3-1, 3-0 in the American League Championship series.
The Mets actually lost. The Mets actually lost. I gotta live with that. You're living in these hypothetical fantasy land over here. I'm living in reality, and the Mets lost, and that sucks. That sucks.
Fair.
It really does.
Fair enough. Had it, then I lost it. Oh, game four. It's how you respond. And I think Luis Gil did an outstanding job with the amount of pitches that he's thrown. It was not like some Luis Gil starts from the past where he's completely lost control of his fastball and there's no command and he's throwing all over the place. There's one man that is solely responsible for that winning game four. Actually, no, not really, because they ended up tying it. But we got to talk about the heroics of Giancarlo Stanton, man, because this is, I don't think I've seen a postseason, probably since A-Rod in 09, where a guy has just completely taken over. Ever.
For the Yankees, yeah, Vientos had a good off postseason, but yeah.
Oh, shut the fuck, dude, come on.
14 RBIs, he led the entire, 14 ribbies?
Yeah, all right, come on,
what do we, broke a Mets franchise record?
Mets played an extra series, bud, come on now.
All right, let's play
an extra series. Bullpen was able to close it down. Tommy Kahnle was big in that game four. Let's go to game five.
You just want to talk about this Juan Soto home run. All right,
Yes, I do. I'm sorry, but if Juan Soto next year is on a team not named the New York Yankees, what are we doing? What are we doing? That had to be one of the greatest at-bats I've seen from a Major League Baseball player. And I'm not kidding. The fucking bite swinging off at that foul ball. He, like, swung so late, still managed to make contact with a breaking ball. And he nodded his head yes. He's like, I'm on it. And he was daring Hunter Gaddis to throw that fastball. Absolutely daring him to throw that fastball. It was just way too low, and he oh my god, we're going to the World Series because of Juan Soto.
And then really happy the game for time. You, bud.
Thanks, Tim. I'm just so ecstatic. I can't give my actual opinion on who I think is going to win and all this, but. Oh, baby. I'm excited. This is like the first time a New York team has made a championship since the beginning of this podcast. I mean, if we're counting the Liberty. But
they just won.
They just won. Yeah, fuck yeah. They just won. But I...
It's great if you're counting the Liberty.
Sorry. We count the Liberty.
It's funny. After they just won. I saw the parade, though. It was, oof.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought there was a good amount of people there, I thought.
And like in a few sections, like you know how the bus really goes. Like I don't think it was as packed as
anyway. Yeah, congrats to Liberty.
Yeah.
Great job.
Anyway, enough of this New York Yankees World Series talk. I'm very happy for you. I'd be remiss if we didn't at least mention, as much as it hates, and I hate to do this because I thought it would never end, but the Mets magical season come to an end in the NL. CS. It was, you know what? I mean, that Dodgers team is deep.
It's something to build on. It's absolutely something to build on.
Steve Cohen came out and said it. He is intending to spend big in the offseason, which is great for me. I saw Corbin Burns wants an 8-year deal. Not happening. Let's move on. Get someone else. I'm thinking it's finally time that the Mets are an attractive place to play. It finally is the time. I think now people actually want to come to New York and play for the Mets. And you know, Yankees obviously still would be the big brother, but I think we're coming to a point now where it's almost going to get even with these, you know, offseason acquisitions. We got the pocket to spend, most rich owner in the league.
So who are you thinking? Like, who is...
We got to bring guys back first. I want Winker back. I want Alonso back. Manaea.
Yes.
Peterson's going to play a heavy role in the rotation next year. So we go after a lefty, maybe. We'll see. I mean, there's a lot of options. It was definitely Mets just propaganda and fans thinking crazy. But someone said make a move for Vlad if we don't get Pete Alonso. And I was like, It's not out of the ballpark, but
I wouldn't necessarily mind that.
That's yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
Get him out of my division, please. Thank you.
From 0-5 to oh my god, Stan, it was a hell of a ride. And I can only say thank you to the New York Mets organization. Because we can go back in the podcast. We really and in the start of the season, yeah. It was bad. It was real bad. But David Stearns sacked up. They made the right moves. They made the right plays. And from the worst team, one of the worst teams in the league, to the best team in the league for about 4 months.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a season. It was a hell of a season.
It's a great year. It's a great year. There's still a lot of – you need to get some bullpen pieces. Oh, my God. That's definitely
– Phil Maton can just – pack it up and go. Just pack it up and go. Yeah. I don't want to see that man.
Ottavino gotta go.
Jeff McNeil, take a hike. I am done. Woo! I am done with Jeff McNeil. I am done with him. We have much younger and better players. He signed that deal and just disappeared. Just disappeared.
Yeah, I agree.
2021 NL batting title. Yeah, not happening again. No. Some COVID magic. It's not happening again.
He's done. All right, let's preview this World Series. Yankees taking on the Dodgers tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. A part of me...
It's going to be a rude awakening, Stan. I'm just letting you know. It's like not saying you're getting blown out, or I'm not saying that at all. I just mean this is a different league than the Cleveland Guardians. Let's be real here.
I know. Believe me, I know. I think that this should go at least six or seven.
It's going to be seven. It's 100% going to be a seven-game series. 100%. Is Freddie Freeman playing?
That's my question. Is this Freddie Freeman thing? Because he was scratched from how many games against the Mets? I believe it was like two or three.
It was two. I don't think it was three. It was the last two that he was scratched for.
I mean, Freeman said that there's like no more issues with the lineup anymore. He's gonna be playing every game of the series, and we'll see how it goes there. But I don't know. I really don't know.
1-9 is dangerous for them. 1-9 is real dangerous.
And I know Will Smith hasn't really been performing to his expectations. I know Teoscar Hernandez hasn't really been performing to his expectations
either. But Kike Hernandez. Oh my gosh.
Tommy Edman
is, oh my gosh. Right. I mean, phenomenal defense along with this bat. And I hate St. Louis, and I hate him now more. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I think that the Yankees definitely have the starting pitching advantage. Considering the fact that the Dodgers go to the bullpen. They have that advantage, but I don't know, with the way that – I know Cole only has had like two rocky starts in the playoffs, but if he's able to weather the storm, he's in his home state of California, maybe we could be seeing the vintage Cole that we've been wanting to see for so long. Carlos Rodon.
It's a tough 1-2-3 to attack to start,
It's a very tough 1-2-3 to start. But Carlos Rodon has been doing the same thing that he's been doing after the second game against Kansas City, where he was just calm and composed. I like that Clark Schmidt's been on fire.
Yeah, he's
coming back to his form since the shoulder injury. Luis Gil, guys were hitting 180 against him.
Yeah,
and the Dodgers have faced him, and Luis Gil showed out.
Yeah, they don't chase pitches, so you're gonna have to beat him inside the strike zone, and that is a real tough thing to do in a deep lineup. So I see these games again being something similar to what the Mets were. I'm not saying like 12-5 blowouts, but I think it's gonna be punch for punch, high scoring. It is just so difficult to get them out, especially when they have guys on base. I mean, Shohei's batting like I don't know, it's like 480 with guys on base. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
He's like 2-for-19 without runners on.
But with runners on, he's unbelievable. It's ridiculous.
So just don't pitch to him with runners on base. Like that's.
You don't pitch to him. Mookie Betts is batting 384 at runners on base, and then you go to Freddie Freeman. He's batting like 330 with runners in scoring position.
I'm just not ready for the three batters away from Shohei Ohtani graphic, Leo.
I'm not ready for it. It's scary. You think it's funny, but when you're playing, it's scary because three batters away from Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Teoscar Hernandez. So that's four guys. And
Max Muncy, Will Smith, Tommy Edman.
Kike Hernandez. So it's like, when's the break? You don't have a break. They find ways to get on. They're scrappy. So it's gonna.
This is sort of a full circle moment for the Yankees. This might be not full circle moment, but like a revenge thing for Jack Flaherty. He'll be starting game one if you remember back in the trade deadline.
His arm fell off, buddy. We beat him up for
Yankees.
You.
The Yankees had a trade in the works for Flaherty, and then they dropped out at the last possible minute, and the Dodgers scooped him up. So we'll see. I
banged him up for you. I'm telling you.
You did. You bet. I'm more scared for the. I'll say that I'm more scared. I'm scared in general, but I'm more scared for the Yamamoto start than the
dude. If his off speed's on, it's.
He put up zero runs against us, like back in June, and I know that Juan Soto wasn't in the lineup because everyone thought he was going to get Tommy John surgery. Remember that?
Oh my God. Yeah, the scare.
That was so scary. I don't wish that on my worst enemy. We've had too many. This year, we've had too many, like, close call. Like, Cole, him possibly getting Tommy John, that went for nothing.
You get close calls, I get Duclair non-contact knee injuries. That's what I get. That's what I'm living with.
Fair enough. bullpens. The Yankees have made do with guys. Tim Hill, to name him. He was on the worst team in baseball. One of the worst relievers in baseball. And now he's playing a prominent role for the American League champion Yankees. Luke Weaver, despite a bad game three, was able to come in game five and get a nice pitch, a nice two innings, the ninth and the tenth. I'm thinking of other guys. Tommy Canley. Tommy Canley's looked very good this postseason, considering the fact that he only pitches one pitch, and that's the changeup, which is absurd to me, that he only pitches the changeup, only throws a changeup.
Whatever works.
Whatever works, I guess.
I'm just going to say, I know I'm going to say this. The Yankees have the benefit of rest. I mean, I bet both teams now, but they've been off for a while. They've been off for a while.
Both of these teams have been off for a while, really.
Yeah, but the Yankees more so. I mean, a little extra day, never heard of, never heard of bullpen. Never heard of bullpen. Never heard of bullpen. Never heard of bullpen.
True.
Your starters are going to have to go deep, because once you get in that bullpen, it's attack, and if that gets beat up early, it's, whew, you're looking at Phil Maton's throwing. You don't want that. Yeah. You don't want that.
All I'm going to say, just take one. Just take that home field advantage. Take one. Preferably, I'd like two. But take one.
I wanted two. We took one. It didn't work out.
I know, but just start. Just start. Like, I feel like this is... Like, I haven't, like, felt this. Like, I literally, like, said to my dad, I was like... He straight up, he was like, do you even, like, remember 09? I'm like, I remember, like... Bits and pieces of it. Like, I remember bits and pieces of, like, the regular season.
I remember the Mets being terrible.
I barely remember, like, the one game that I remember is Mark Teixeira's walk-off in the divisional series against Minnesota. Other than that, I remember nothing from the postseason. And then maybe, I remember, like, after they won. Like, I remember the parade. I remember getting the t-shirt from, Odell's, if that's...
That's
also something that I need to bring up.
The Yankees
winning this made me miss Modell's.
Oh, everyone misses Modell's. But I'm going to just say this. This is a year 2009 was, do you remember the World Series? Mine was the Mets went 70 and 92. So, great. Oof. It's always been great being a Mets fan. That's why these years are magic, because I don't get them very often.
That's true. That's very true.
My prediction... You're going to hate me. This goes to seven. Dodgers just win at home field. It's going to be real close. It can go either way, but I think it's seven Dodgers. I know you're going to say seven or six Yankees, and that's fine. I can see it going either way.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Of course I'm taking the Yankees. Come on.
It's going to be a great World Series. But either way, I mean, this is...
And to the people that are like, oh, well, the big teams, this is what they get for spending so much money. Like, I don't want to watch that. Like, it's such a boring World Series.
What do you
Nothing
mean?
Exciting.
The best players in baseball.
What are you talking about?
The hell are you talking about? It would have been better New York, but come on.
Maybe. But you got four of the best players in baseball. Yeah. You got four of the best players in baseball in the series. Like, what more do you want? Especially after we had, like, I know, like, Texas, like, spent, like, big money to get Seager and Simeon, but...
Stan, four of the best players, two of the best pitchers, you have... What, two of the best DHs? It's best on best. It is what it is.
Ball
Kike Hernandez is Kike Hernandez is Barry Bonds in the playoffs. So there you go. You got that.
I'm mentally ready. I'm ready to just 8 o'clock on my couch, beer in hand, ready to die. And that's exactly what I'll be doing.
Yeah. Well,
that's exactly what I'll be doing.
As much as I love the positive talk here, we do have to shift to a little bit more negative. The NBA tip-off.
Yay!
NBA season started.
Let's start. We'll get to the Knicks, but let's start with the Lakers. Did you know that LeBron has a son? I don't know if anyone knew that. LeBron has a son.
Greatness.
Named, also named LeBron.
We are witnessing greatness. That was so cool. So awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome. Imagine it was cool you and your dad, Stan. Imagine being my dad checking in. That'd be awesome.
It's like me with my dad when I landscaped for a summer. Yeah.
You see the intensity out there? I love those. It's like me introducing my boy to the sports book. They're so funny.
Yeah, but let's just start with the Laker game.
They played a hell of a game. They played a hell of a game.
Anthony Davis looked incredible.
DPOY talks?
I'm thinking like fringe MVP talks if he keeps this up. And
let's get to 20 games first.
Let's just here's a stat line: 36 points, 16 rebounds on 11 of 23 shooting, 13 of 15 from the free throw line. Now Anthony Davis is not like a foul baiting player. If he is able to do this consistently every night, he is definitely in the MVP discussion.
100%.
Absolutely. Now I look to the Timberwolves. It seems like they're
premature Gobert contract.
Well, yes, they did extend Rudy Gobert 5 minutes before tip off.
It extended every. Hold on, some of those contracts were absurd that were given out. Absurd.
The Jalen Johnson contract will be a steal in about 18 months. I promise you.
I'm not even talking about that. I mean. There was so many that were given
Suggs.
Out.
Suggs.
$150 million?
Suggs, that's the new money now, man.
It's crazy.
The new money.
NHL's fighting for... Yeah, and Shesterkin didn't want to sign 11.5. So let's, let's pipe down NHL fans. Ranger fans, let's...
See Stan Fischler just being like... Igor Money Sign S. Shesterkin. Go back to the home, Stan. You're 93. Pack it up.
He looks great.
He's realized that his only like big views on Twitter is when he just shits on Shesterkin for not taking the money. So like,
I love him.
I don't like him. I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
Fischler.
Anyway, the Timberwolves. It's gonna get ugly real quick if they don't realize what might happen here, because the Anthony Edwards please save us offense is not going to work out, especially with the roster that they had. Julius Randle, well, he looked like Julius Randle. And I get it, shoulder injury, hasn't played an organized game of basketball since January or February. I get it. But it's going to get ugly really quick. And I'll just say this. The fact that Naz Reid was not playing the closing minutes of this game.
Crazy.
Pretty questionable. And I just cannot see. Like, I don't even know who you go to close. Because you cannot be running a three.
DiVincenzo?
Like,
I mean, DiVincenzo wasn't good.
He was not good. And I had
2 of 8, 3 of 11 from the field, 2 of 8 from three.
Yeah, he did not look good. Anthony Edwards shooting 10 of 25, not good. Mike Conley shot 1 of 7. Like, it just wasn't.
It's game one. It's game one, obviously. We'll pump the brakes a little bit. But it didn't look good.
I'm going to say the same thing about the Knicks. It's game one, and these are a bunch of guys that haven't played with each other before. Well, technically, Randle, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
the chemistry still needs to be there. It's just some of the decision-making right now, it was, I don't know.
Subpar.
I
will say, shout out to Jackson Hayes, efficient ass night, real efficient, 4 of 5, 10 point. That dunk was crazy. He scaled a building to get that one down.
JJ Redick, coaching's back. Like, I'm just gonna say it. Like, coaching actually means something now. I knew, like, I at first when they hired him, I was like, yeah, I love JJ, but like, I don't know.
He's a good player X's and O's coach. Like, he's a mix of both.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. And I knew that he was fit for this job when in his press conference after the game, he said, I'm going to put in a notice to the league that we should be using like worn out basketballs.
Yeah, worn in balls instead of brand new. No one wants to play the brand new ones.
Like, no one wants to play. I'm like, oh God, he's fit. He's perfectly fit for this.
You know who he reminds me of? He's like the John Cooper of the NBA now.
Ooh, I like that comparison.
Good player and X's and O's coach.
John Cooper, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, for those who don't know. Let's go to the Knick game.
Yeesh.
Just a, yeah.
You let up a lot of threes.
And a part of me is like, I'm not worried due to the fact that this is very par for the course for the Knicks because they always start slow. When they traded for OG, they were like a fringe 500 team. And then they were able to find their way. My thing is that I don't feel like you need to make a trade, and it's the same thing with the Timberwolves. They just got to play with each other more. They got to get used to what Cat likes to do. And I know Cat's not really the best defensive center.
He's awful.
And, yeah.
What do you mean not the best? He's terrible defensively. That's always been his big one. His one write-off his whole career has been he's been terrible at defense.
And, you know, we're missing Precious Achiuwa. Like, that's not good, considering that he was probably going to be our backup five. And now our backup five is Jericho Sims, who did not... not look good. Mikal Bridges, let's talk about it. Because in the first half, I wanted to kill someone after seeing his stat line. I wanted... And then the second half, I don't know what happened. Like, a switch just flipped, and he just turned into the Mikal Bridges that we were expecting to see in the first half. And I think he'll be okay, but why are you changing your shot when you shot?
What, so what was ugly.
It? Like, 40, 50, 90 he was shooting?
Yeah.
Something like that? Like, it was, why are you changing your shot? He looked good, and then I'll just say this. OG Anunoby is damn lucky that Mikal Bridges was getting made fun of a lot, because OG
was awful. 1-7.
OG. 1-7. It's just like the defense just didn't work out. Like, I don't know what it was. And now, like, it's hard to win a game when the team that you're playing against is shooting... makes 29 threes.
Unbelievable. Like, 29 to 61.
Like, it seemed like every shot that they threw up, it was just going to fucking go in.
Yeah, no, it was unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I really don't know. Shout out to Deuce McBride. Really.
Hell of a game.
That's my one,
a garbage
one
minutes,
shining
but,
moment.
Ugh. They're still getting blown out the whole time.
Is this the Jason Tatum revenge tour? Is he just seeing Steve Kerr's face every time someone guards him?
No, I think it was opening night ring ceremony magic. I don't know. I mean, all right, you're going to call me biased, but again, Cleveland looked damn fucking good, Stan. And I don't know. It's the East is tough this year. I think it's not going to be a down year for him, but I don't think he wins MVP.
Yeah, I don't think it's, I don't know. We'll see. There's a lot of, there's a lot of things to go by, and it's game one. Game one.
Pack it up, move
on. Game one. Pack it up, move on. We're on to Indiana on Friday.
That's what matters.
Yeah. All right, let's look at other NBA stat lines. Let's start off with Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley looked pretty damn good. 25
he
points,
has
eight rebounds.
Arrived.
It's again game one, but let's just say he was efficient. He was very, very efficient for a guy that a lot of people were pretty worried about going into this season.
It was a hell of a ball game defensively from him too. Scotty Barnes could not do anything with him on him. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I know there's a size mismatch, but come on, he was fantastic defensively. And you know what? He was getting DPOY nods. Few years ago,
yeah,
2 years ago, I think he's back in
now.
That conversation.
Yeah, it's pretty it, like
it was
like
a Cavalanche, Stan. It was a
okay,
fucking
yes,
Cavalanche.
Okay. But it seems like that it was very night and day when Mobley was on the floor with Jared Allen compared to Mobley being the primary big on the floor. Because I felt like when he was with Allen, it was very like staggered and he was not really that involved on offense. Like it seemed like it was just like Donovan, go ball out. Then Jared Allen comes out, and then for a full 3 minutes in the first quarter, he scored, like, what, like 10 points? Like, he looked pretty damn good.
He was hooping. Well, here's my thing is Kenny Atkinson, new head coach. Obviously, they're trying new schemes. Okoro went in with a third unit last night, which was interesting, right? But they started Dean Wade, which they went with three bigs to start. It may have been a matchup thing, but, you know, interesting start. And then as the game progressed, they actually, you can't do this always. They were just kicking ass, but they had Donovan Mitchell as the primary ball carrier. Garland would be on the bench, and they would integrate Mobley and Allen in those different units because I'm going to be honest with you, Garland and Allen, they're fantastic together, but Mobley and Mitchell, a little bit, you know what I mean? Like there's two duos that you could say, two units, I guess, but they have the depth this year. The bench was fantastic. Ty Jerome, unbelievable.
Jerome, shot, and we'll talk about Virginia basketball in a bit, but Ty Jerome looked pretty good. Ty Jerome looked pretty good.
Karis LeVert
looked pretty well.
8-9, 19 points. I mean, they just had a fantastic night.
Yeah. Let's look at some other stat lines around the league. Trae Young, 30 points, 12 assists, 14-16 from the free throw line against the Nets. Thomas.
They barely snuck that one out.
There was like three different fights in this game too, by the way. Nick Claxton got ejected for flagrant too.
Jesus.
Cam Thomas had a 36-5 on 7 of 13 from three.
He can hoop.
I was saying this in the preseason. He's a dark horse to win the scoring title, and I'm not kidding.
He's going to score all night. Yeah. He's going to take every shot for them.
Yeah. Shout out to Dyson Daniels, however. 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 steals, and 5 of 10 from 3 was plus 7 on the floor. Seems like this is like a much-needed add that the Hawks needed. I was very, very impressed with them.
I'm going to take it with a grain of salt. They were playing the Nets.
Oh,
I didn't...
and another guy for the Hawks. And this guy should be starting, in my opinion. Onyeka Okongwu. 28-8.
Yeah.
Ditch Clint Capella. Don't eat that money. Give him up. Onyeka Okongwu needs to be starting. He's the future. Are you serious? Start that man. I feel like everything in Atlanta that they've been doing has just been wrong. I think they should have drafted Sar, number one.
100%.
Then they went with Risache for whatever reason. They drafted another Nick Batum. But Okongwu was everywhere on the floor. He was everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've been making the wrong moves for years, so it doesn't shock me.
And then last but not least, LaMelo Ball. 34 points, 8 rebounds, 11 assists, 50% from the field, perfect from the free throw line, 10 for 10, gets a W. I think that their head coaching hire, Charles Lee, one of the more under-the-radar hires, considering the fact that this guy has won 2 rings as an assistant coach within the last 3 years. I believe one with the Celtics, and then the other with, was it with Golden State?
I have no idea.
Charles Lee, let's see. He was an assistant with the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm sorry, during that championship run. And then won a championship with the Celtics. And now he's the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets at only 39 years old. He turns 40 in November. We'll get to the Hornets as well. Brandon Miller had an outstanding dunk. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, Trey Mann as well. I mean, we hate the guy, but Miles Bridges, whatever.
I hate him.
I'll say this. LaMelo hit a lot of insane shots in the fourth quarter, and I think the lead, like, it's great to see a guy like him because we've just seen him in the spotlight for so long.
This team's not going to win anything.
Step in the right direction.
Yeah.
It's a step in the right direction.
Not their year.
It's not their year. They might be a play-in team. I'll say
I hate the play-in. I hate it so much.
I like it.
Come on.
I like it. We'll agree to disagree there. But I really like the play-in. I like the in-season tournament.
I like the incentive. That's why I like these like younger teams winning games. But I don't play-in, though. Not for me.
Lonzo Ball's back, speaking of. Get a nice 14. Lob to LaVine.
Yeah, 14 minutes. He's playing.
Yeah. What do we think of the Clippers' new arena?
You know what? I think it's sick. I like that wall they built. It's very new, but James Harden. They were up by like 20 at one point in this game. What the hell? What happened?
He choked that game, man.
Oh,
he
my gosh.
Choked.
He missed a free throw. Choked the game. And then in the fourth quarter, he missed a bunch of shots. I mean, it was just, oh.
Missed a bunch of shots in the fourth quarter. And then to tie the game, he dropped the inbound pass.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Dropped it.
He can't shoot anymore. He's 2-9 from three. Like, he lost his three-point touch completely.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I don't like the Clippers this year. I don't think they make the playoffs.
Kawhi's just never going to play.
Yeah, Kawhi's just not going to play, and now you're just going to rely on James Harden?
It ain't going to work anymore. They're a playing team. It's so stupid, though.
The arena's dope, though. I will say that wall works. I was shitting on it before, and then once Phoenix started shooting on that side, you could definitely tell a difference. It reminds me of when Arizona State did the curtain of distraction. So, like, the student section, like, realized that, like, when opposing teams were shooting free throws on their end of the floor, like, they were insane free throw numbers. They kept on making their free throws. So they developed the curtain of distraction where they were, like, people would be, like, dressed like idiots, basically. And they, like, open a curtain and they'd, like, fucking go crazy. And it worked. I don't know how.
Hey, whatever works.
Somehow. All right. That's enough NBA talk for now.
And the Sixers ain't going to be good if no one plays.
Yeah. Joel Embiid. I forgot to mention that. It's one thing if you're a big man.
It's a joke. It's a joke what they're doing.
Let me prove my point here. And Shaq and Chuck said the same thing, and I agree. It's one thing if you're a big man and you're like mainly inside because you're getting fouls that aren't getting called. You're getting abused down there.
But he stretches the floor.
Elbows. He mainly gets a scoring off the pick and pop. Like, this is insane.
He's a 7-1 stretch big who can shoot the mid range really well. Like, that's.
I'm glad they're investigating it. I don't know what they're going to find. If Tatum just warns us, let's fucking go. I don't know if it, like, warrants a suspension or anything, but come on. Something's got to happen.
They're just never going to play basketball. That's just what it is. He's got to play.
And plus, they lost so many guys from their second unit. And they got Andre Drummond. They're not good.
I don't think they're very good.
No, they're not good. They're not good at all. They lost Batum. They lost Paul Reed. They lost all these guys. Like, I'm trying to think of even more. Campaign.
I agree with the cast was saying too. Is Jerry McCain really does have to establish something that he's very good at because he can't just be.
Well, he didn't play much.
I know, but I'm saying to play. Is he going to be just a spot up shooter? Is he going to be? You know what I mean? Like, he has to establish.
Is he
going to
be a playmaker? Is he going to be a shot creator? Yeah,
exactly. Because I don't know what he is right now. To be honest with you, I don't. Like, guys come in as a 3-and-D man. You know what I mean? Like, they come as established roles. I just don't know what he is in the lineup for them. I don't know what his role is going to be.
We'll see.
Because Maxey's the guard. I mean, he's not going to be taking the ball up.
He's not going to be taking the ball at the end, though. So we'll see. I mean, McCain was more of a 2 at Duke than a 1. So
yeah, he's a smaller 2. And is he just going to be a off the ball, you know what I mean, like catch and shoot 3 guy? I don't know.
We'll see. Let's go to the NHL, the New York Rangers. 5-0-1. They are currently on the longest point streak in franchise history. It seems like they got right back where they left off. And I know you played Montreal. Montreal did not look good.
Yeah, we took them to a 9-round shootout.
So there's that.
No, Shea Theodore just signed a 7-year, $7.425 million AAV with Vegas.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Ooh. Spenders. I like Shea Theodore. It's kind of long, but cap's going up. I guess you can afford it.
Damn. I just had my thought, and then I lost it. I think the addition of Riley Smith is paying dividends. And my question for you, and this could be true, but I probably know what your answer is going to be. I saw this on Twitter. I wanted to ask you this. Let's just say that the Rangers traded for Riley Smith in March or late February, whatever you want to call it, instead of June. Would that put the Rangers over that hump?
What, in the playoffs?
And, like, beat Florida and possibly win the Stanley Cup? You don't think so? Okay.
Dude, when you look back on that Florida, like, in 3 years, when we look back on that Florida team and you look at their depth chart and lineup, up and down.
It's,
we're going to put that up against the 20 Tampa team, and it might be better.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask you that.
I'm not, no, I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, yeah, no, that team was ridiculous. Like, up and down, okay. Ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, Rangers get a big win in Montreal. They take on, speaking of Florida, they take on Florida tonight. It seems like Victor Mancini has found a spot on this team. They officially waived Chad Ruedel, so this means Victor Mancini's here for the long term.
Well, I love it. It's like some New York Islanders Liam Foodie pull up.
He's looked pretty good. I'm loving the defensive pairs right now. I know Zach Jones has been a healthy scratch, but putting Miller and Fox together is huge. There's been one thing I've been complaining about Jacob Trouba before, and that was the game against Utah, so that was like 2 weeks ago. Other than that, I feel like he's just been there. Schneider's look good. Lindgren's back. Turns out he broke his jaw.
Yeah, listen, the Rangers are the Rangers. It's, they're a good team. I mean, they're a good team. I mean, that's just what it is. You flip-flop, you go to Long Island, and I don't even know what, the Isles might go 27, 27, and 28, and I don't know what the hell's going on. It's, you look fantastic against the Avalanche. You could put six in the net, great. You go to the next night, you get shut up by St. Louis in overtime, you lose 1-0. You get a point, I guess. I mean, I don't know how many times we can do this. You go to Montreal, you play Montreal, we win 4-3, and you can score there. You come home, you play the Red Wings at home, which won the lowest attendance for an Islanders game at UBS in the history, which I made sense. You know, it makes sense. I mean, they upped the price and everything, and it was a Tuesday night game after the Mets lost, so I understand it.
Yeah, okay.
But that, I mean, what the hell? I mean, what the hell? I don't even know what else to say. That was a great defensive hockey game by the New York Islanders. That was one of the worst offensive hockey games I've ever seen from a hockey. They took every shot from the top of the circle with no one in front of the net. It's never going to go in. I mean, it's not going to go in peewee hockey. It's not going to go in the NHL. I don't know what you're doing there. Their power play, it somehow got worse. Last year was fine. We're in the middle of the pack, 16th of the league. Oh, we'd be great with Duclair this year. Even when we had him, we're 2-7 or 2-19 on the power play right now, which is, I think, tied for second or worst in the league, maybe worst in the league. And then you go to the penalty kill, we're 68% on the penalty kill. Both sides of the puck, they're terrible. You go to special teams. It's mind-boggling. It is because Sorokin has been so good. Like, he's been unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's won 1-1. I don't know. Figure it out,
let's
please.
Let's see. The team skating stat leaders for the New York Islanders are 27th in power play percentage at 10.5%. They're behind only the Dallas Stars, the Washington Capitals, Anaheim Ducks, and Buffalo Sabres. It could be worse. The Sabres haven't scored a goal in the power play all year.
Yeah, I guess it could be worse.
What's
the penalty kill look like? Penalty kill's worse in the league.
Penalty kill, let's sort by that. Third worst behind Colorado and Edmonton.
What is it at? Like 70% now? I don't even know.
66.
We're killing it, boys. That's like college hockey numbers. We're killing it.
Speaking of college hockey, is that rule true?
What, with the WHL?
With the CHL?
Oh,
I thought it was.
Yeah, it's like an eligibility thing. It's weird.
Is that true?
What? Like, what's the new rule now?
Apparently, like, CHL players can, like, go to the NCAA and play for college.
Yeah. That is true now. That's coming in, which I think... I like that. I like that a lot. Some guys in the CHL are 17. But you're getting, like, 22-year-olds that are coming over playing for, like, Merrimack. Yeah.
Now, that's why. That's stupid. That's fucking, like...
Get an education, why, baby. Go play juniors.
Why ruin a good thing? Like, that's what I'm like...
It's because the NCAA has taken off so much, and I think it's really because of the less, well, I mean, celebrating.
Quinnipiac.
Yeah, but it's celebrate. I mean, look at all these guys from Michigan. You're getting, like, top guys, 5 out of the top 10 guys in the first round now are coming from the NCAA. So it's just a new ball. It's a new ball field. Everyone's playing college hockey, which is nice. It's nice.
It's cool, but, like, I don't need to see a 25-year-old playing college hockey now.
I know.
Come on.
But you know what? We have seen it. I mean, you got guys playing Junior B, and they're going to play D1, and you're, like, 23.
We already got a 35-year-old playing college football right now with Cam Rising.
You'd be shocked how many 22-year-old freshmen play like D3 hockey coming from Junior B.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Because think about it. All the guys in that are not in the CHL and like Junior A and other juniors like NCDC, Like, they're all like 22, 21. And they're like, oh, well, I haven't played college hockey yet, so now I'm a freshman at 21 years old because I haven't got to college. It's like, all right, there you go.
There you go. Let's go to football. More importantly, NFL and college. This is bad if you're a giant. Like, it's unwatchable. Thank God for the Yankees. Like, let me just say this. God for the Yankees.
My saving grace is out the window. I'm stuck watching this in the aisles, and I can't eat. I don't know. Yeah.
Thank God for the Yankees, because right now, watch, the product on the field is not good. And I know John Mara said to the media last night, basically saying that, like, I do not intend on firing either Joe Shane or Brian Daboll, which is kind of good, considering the fact that...
Why doesn't he just fire himself?
Sell the team. Or at least I just don't get it.
Will say, though, you know what we do have? We have the two NFL leaders in sacks, Dexter Lawrence and Will McDonald.
But yeah, Dexter Lawrence is having one of the greatest seasons I think I've ever seen from a defensive player.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't, and it stinks that it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't understand. It's just the quarterback play is just so bad. Like, we drafted Jalin Hyatt to be a deep threat receiver, and he's not even playing.
We can't throw the ball deep. Oh, I will say, you know, you're bad, and you're supposed to be bad. Like, I got my own problems.
I just don't know. Like, what button are you going to push? The Geronimo Allison button? Are you going to push the Jordy Nelson button? Like, what button? what ex Aaron Rodgers teammate is next? Like,
I don't know. I don't know. But I will say, Hassan Reddick, welcome to the team. You got that new agent to get out of here, and we finally get a. That's big. That's a big. That's real
that's,
big.
That's actually important. Like, that's actually big.
That's what you need.
Because I did not think he was going to be playing a snap for the Jets this year.
No,
the fact
neither
that he's
did
even
I.
On the field is a miracle. With
it. Fan. Like, and it took till week 8. You know what? I don't care. I just go play.
That's fine.
We need you to play. We need. And
that's
it,
fine.
Oh, thank God! And we got the Pats this week. Maybe a get right week. I know Rodgers every week. It's ankle. Knee.
Yeah.
Now hamstring.
What is it now? Yeah, hamstring. Yep.
I don't know. But you know what? I'm excited. I'm excited because we got a good defense kind of pulling together here. And another week of Devontae against a pretty
the Patriots was your last win, correct?
Yeah.
Your latest
win? Yeah. God. Yeah.
All right. It's a get right game. It's a get right game.
Get right
and
then quick.
And then you got the Texans on Thursday night. On Halloween night, in fact.
Give them hell, boys.
Give them hell. Why not? Have some fun. Giants take on Pittsburgh on national television. They're going to get...
killed.
They're going to get killed.
Like, you're not even going to score.
And it's, like, so funny to me because, like, when I was a kid, I always looked forward to the times when my teams were on national television. And then probably since I was, like...
Now it's embarrassing.
14, like every time they're on national television, I'm like, oh my God, I want to kill myself.
It's so weird because you're so joyous with the Yankees, but then like you gotta watch on Sunday and it's like, this is just,
it's brutal. It's a tough watch.
It starts to wash away everything good because now you're just sitting there and you're like, I don't even, like, what am I doing?
I don't know. It's just such a tough watch.
Is this the worst Giants team you've ever watched, you think?
Oh no.
All right.
The Joe Judge Giants
were
much, much worse. Like, at least there's people to like build on. If you want to say that, there's like people to like, I seriously think we're just a quarterback and maybe like a solid cornerback away.
Yeah, it's just, it's so funny though, because that's been the thing for like,
it's been the thing
3 years. we've been saying it, but like we could say it all we want, but they're not going to do anything about it.
My only hope is that they bench him for the injury clause. Like, that's really where I'm at.
It's not
like,
going to happen. They said they weren't going to.
Well, then all, but it just seems like they are.
They benched him because they were losing like 28-3.
I know, but like I just think by like December they're just going to be like, they're just going to pull the plug. And
I
just
don't think
can't
so.
Believe
I think they're tanking
for who though? Well, I that's saw the- our assistant GM was at a Colorado practice.
You don't even take Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders, number one. You get the one, you trade back.
Honestly, I'd be down for that. It's just like the I just don't understand like why they were so fixed. They're so fixated with this quarterback.
James
class,
Wiseman towards Achilles.
I just saw that. I just don't. I don't understand. I really don't understand. I don't know. Shador, if Dion's all right, I think Dion would be more than all right with it. His kid's going at like the media capital of the fuck of the
imagine him calling
world.
Out the Edo line.
Oh my god!
You can't get any worse. It got worse. Trust me.
I can't. Dion, you lost 47-8 to Kansas this past week. How do you feel like about your team going forward? You're like, oh, that giant O-line fucking sucks.
Shador got killed.
If you get Shador, prime time.
you take Shiloh in round 7. It's like 24.
Oh my god, if we get Shiloh, I'm ending it all. I'm ending it all.
Newest offensive coordinator.
I don't hate Shador that much because, like, you know, he's good. If we get Shiloh, like,
He's like 24 too. There's not even then. There's like an interview. He's like, I can't believe I'm still playing.
Speaking of college football, pretty good weekend. Oregon won. Texas goes down, which was
I need to ask you right now.
Oregon's number one?
That's what I mean. Are they the most dominant team in college football right now? Would you be most scared to play them? Would you be most scared to go to Eugene, Stan?
Probably.
You make me want to shout, hands up and shout.
It's just, I'm more scared of the idea that maybe, I don't know, Happy Valley looks like a pretty tough place to play right now. And the fact that the Ohio State-Penn State game next week is on at noon. Thanks, Fox, you fucking assholes.
It's a hell of a game on at noon.
Disgusting. Disgusting that it's on at noon. That's so bad. Awful. Terrible. The worst. I hate it.
But when they lose, you're going to realize that Penn State's no Oregon.
Please stop. All right, we're going to what I saw.
Dylan Gabriel and them.
All right. Moving on to what I saw. I believe the big miscellaneous sport news of the weekend, or the week even, Tony Bennett retires. And that came to a shock to a lot of people. A lot of people, especially his own players. considering the fact that he had a pretty good transfer class coming in, wanting to play for him, and then he was like, all right, I'm out of here. And everyone was thinking, like, this was like a health thing or a family thing or an internal thing. He was just like, nope, game's caught up to me. I'm done.
Must have had a bad practice. You know what's so funny? When you said Tony Bennett, I was like, the singer? I was like, what?
Not the singer.
I thought Virginia head coach. I know.
Speaking of college basketball, Cooper Flagg had a game over the weekend. Duke played a Division III team, and he's so fucking good.
D3 ball, baby. Was it Mike's team?
No, it was not. I think it was some team from like Illinois or something.
Manhattanville.
Yeah, the Manhattanville Valiants. Cooper Flagg is so good.
Yeah, duh.
He's so good.
Duh.
He's here and he's perfect. Like, that's where I'm at. He's here and he's perfect. Can't wait.
Me with Mark Vientos.
Yep, he's here and he's perfect. College basketball starts November 3rd.
Ooh.
No, 5th. November 5th.
I have you to keep me in the loop till March.
Oh, no. November 4th. Sorry. November 4th. Oh, my God. Get my days mixed up. Duke takes on Maine. That's like a bit. No.
I amend you for it. That's so much sports to watch with college basketball. Insane. And I can't do it.
Football.
The amount
NBA,
of hockey I watch.
And NHL.
I watch a lot of hockey, so that might just be my thing. But
It's not for the weak, I'll tell you that. Especially with like the workload that I've had for school this semester.
Oh, it's games and homework from 5 to 12.
I try to get the homework done as soon as possible. Like, I'm telling you right now. Like, I still have like when I'm done with this, editing this episode, and it's gonna take me like maybe 30 minutes, I have to grind out so much homework, and then it's my friend's 21st. I gotta we're hitting the town.
Attaboy.
So that should be fun. All right, you're what I saw, Tim.
I had a golf tournament, and I did not play well, so we'll leave it at that.
Pebble Beach, was it? Or Bethpage? Or where was it?
It was Pinehurst.
Oh, Pinehurst.
Yeah, now two guys on my team qualified. Shout out to them, but no, our team did not qualify. We lost to UNH.
Wow. Tough.
Yeah.
All right. Picks will be determined after this episode, but we'll get that up. Sorry that we did a note thing instead of an actual graphic.
It was on the fly.
The Yankees got in the way. The Yankees definitely got in the way.
There's more important things on.
Fair enough. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube, like our videos on YouTube. Be sure to follow us and rate us on Spotify.
5 stars.
5 stars only. And we will see you guys next week, hopefully for Game 5 of the World Series. Hope,
we'll see.
Pray.
No, maybe please. Not. Hopefully, maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe the Yankees pull off a miraculous sweep. Who knows?
All to be determined.
Yep, exactly. All right. Peace out, guys.